You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji.
Good morning, everyone. Perhaps you've been listening to me stumble through these poll numbers that are being reported on Reuters out of the Washington Post and ABC News poll. I'll try to explain them again, and then we're going to talk about them. The Democratic National Convention, before the Democratic National Convention in August, Obama, according to most polls, held an 8 percentage point lead among white women voters, 50% to 42%. After the Republican convention, it's being reported this morning in early September in a poll that was taken, a phone survey, 1,100 adults roughly between September 5 through September 7th, John McCain went from being behind to launching ahead among white women voters by 12 percentage points. 12 points among white women, 53% to 41% for Barack Obama. Well, I can't make head nor tails of these numbers. It is just a single poll, but we wanted to get a reaction from Andrea Bernstein, the Takeaway's political director. So she's joining me here in the studio. Andrea, this is a big shift, but a small poll. Explain.
Good morning. It is a big shift from the last Washington Post poll and Washington Post ABC poll, and right. It is a fair thing to compare a poll to its previous methodology. You know, there's some caveats that we should think about. This poll was taken over the weekend, and weekend polls do have some flex in them, and it was taken sort of basically right after the convention was finished, the sort of full blush of the Sarah Palin speech effect. And, of course, before she's done a single press availability or television interview. So, you know, clearly she's enjoying a honeymoon effect. Whether this lasts over the next some 50-odd days till November 4th, obviously, is one of the major questions of the campaign.
Well, members of the media and political reporters all over the place have been looking for some kind of convention bounce, and it appeared that Barack Obama didn't get one. It seems that if there is a bounce, this may be it. Is it possible that the bounce comes from this constituency, white women?
Well, it's possible, but there's a lot to happen. And let's not forget that Barack Obama gave his speech the Thursday before Labor Day weekend, and he did show a bounce in the polls. The Republicans had their convention right away after that, which is historically, I think it's been 50 years since that's happened.
Right, there's usually a week or more between the two conventions.
So if there was an Obama bounce, it was sort of people's attention turned pretty quickly to the McCain-Palin ticket. I think all of this stuff has to be sorted out. As we get closer to November, there's a phenomenon that happens when people actually have to vote. And if you think about the primaries, Barack Obama was way behind this point before the Iowa caucuses, which he then won. And, you know, what happens as people actually get close to an election is they get more and more concrete, and they start thinking about their lives and what's going to affect them and their families. And so this has yet to happen, and people will be asking themselves questions, you know, not only sort of who do they like, you know, who is the sort of safe hand on the tiller, but who is going to sort of improve my situation over the next 4 years.
Certainly the importance of white women voters was a very strong theme in the primaries between Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama, so I would suspect that that would continue through to November. We were just talking with Ann Taylor Fleming, who wrote a piece comparing Sarah Palin to a kind of a nostalgia for Ronald Reagan, and she said something very interesting, that it's possible that Sarah Palin's note, the sort of note and chord she struck at the convention, sort of as a woman who can say, I can shoot, I can run your country, and I can be a mom. Now, you know, leave me alone. Someone who can do that has a kind of universal appeal among women, even if her politics are not universal at all, and that's what's going on here.
And I've heard from women, both Democrat and Republican, that they admire her feistiness and her sort of willingness to kind of stand up and, you know, skin moose and do all the things that she does.
Is that a campaign strategy memo,
do you
think?
Well, the thing
can
is
you campaign
is that,
to that?
Right. There's always a gender gap in favor of Democrats among women. It would be a huge historical anomaly if there weren't. And the reason it is, women voters are constantly telling pollsters and exit pollsters, is because of policy issues, things like health care, things like security, things like the economy. So all of this stuff is going to be weighed in the end. Now, let's not forget that a poll is a snapshot in time. And while this is, you know, one single poll, it may be an outlier. The Washington Post ABC News is obviously a respected polling institution. But this measures what's happening now, and it may not represent the factors that go come into play as people face the polls. On the other hand, it does show that this was a pretty deft move by John McCain to select a woman who is obviously triggering all these sets of reevaluations and feelings among the entire electorate.
Well, these numbers sort of are folded into a big, a lot of information on politics that we've been getting this morning. Jeff Zeleny from the New York Times is telling us that maybe there's a bit of a slowdown in the fundraising ability of Barack Obama. The advantage of taking public money on the part of the McCain campaign may be a significant advantage for McCain in the coming weeks. Do you see the whole tone and theme of the campaign shifting, pivoting on this point right here?
I think that the McCain campaign would like it to.
Right.
I think that the Obama campaign has been pretty disciplined about in their message and trying to sort of make this a campaign about President Bush. We'll have to see as the election plays out. Right now, it's sort of clearly advantage McCain, but there are many more rounds in this tennis match.
So as for the women vote numbers from the Washington Post poll, could be abstract. We'll wait to see as things get concrete. It's issues that decide this election, and that's really what we should take a look at going forward.
The Obama campaign says this poll is wrong, and it may be inconsistent with other polls, but there is clearly a sort of an effect here. We'll have to wait and see how it plays out.
All right, Andrea Bernstein, Takeaway Political Director, thanks for joining us
and
sorting that out for us. Now, on all things non-political, or at least in the United States, Femi Oke has the headlines.
Hello there to you. It is 21 to the top of the hour.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing.
Or politics.
Country music.
Hockey.
Sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.